Hi, I'm Elliot. I'm the chair of the Cambridge Convoy Refugee Action Group, known as CAMCRAG, which sends out volunteers and aid to Calais and other places in France every 6 weeks. Done a lot of work with refugees in Calais and around France. Now, the words we've heard today, they're powerful and they're inspiring, and they're words we can all pledge to try and live up to and to defend. But words which don't grow and blossom into action are dead. They might as well have been left on the page, unread, unloved, or even unwritten. Words are powerful, but words without deeds are dead and powerless. In Cambridge and in Calais and in Dunkirk and in Paris, I've seen hundreds of people who haven't had those basic human rights which we've been talking about, at home or in the places they've come to for shelter. I've also seen hundreds of individuals with little or no prior humanitarian experience who've given up their time to self-organise, to form groups and systems to save lives where governments and other large humanitarian organisations have failed to step in to uphold even basic human rights and needs. Even now, when there are around 1,000 refugees in the Calais region, rather than the 10,000 that were there before, there are still volunteers making and serving over 2,000 meals a day, every day, as well as giving out clothes, legal aid, information, medicine, all still self-organized, all still voluntary, all for the benefit of people who don't even have tents and blankets because they're confiscated from them. There are around 1,500 refugees living just on the streets of Paris, helped by volunteers as best they can. This response is a solidarity movement of people for whom the urge to act grew from inside, fed by powerful words and ideas of justice and resistance until it grew up into action. It's often known as grassroots. It grew up everywhere, amongst all sorts of people from all sorts of backgrounds, united by the single idea that when people are suffering, words alone are not enough. This is the secret behind the power of words. You don't need to ask for permission. There is no minimum entry requirement. There's no age limit. You don't need to be this high to turn words into actions and to actually make a difference. You can make a difference, even if it is to just one person. You are powerful. You are superheroes. You have that power. There are an infinite number of ways to take action. Many involve working with organizations. Many you can do on your own. Many are waiting for you to invent them. Whether it's refugees abroad, people in Britain, state oppression, war, discrimination, or any other violation of people's human rights, you have the power to turn those rights from words into a reality. Whether it's campaigning, letter writing, volunteering, fundraising, educating ourselves and others, there are always things you can do, no matter who you are, what your age, what your background. I'll start you off with a couple of easy ones to do tonight, because I'm involved with these. Over at St. Giles Church right now, we have the big Cambridge Calais Sleepout, which is a collaboration raising funds for both CAMCRAG and Winter Comfort for the Homeless. It would mean a great deal if you would come along to this after this event and talk to some of the people there, meet the volunteer sleepers who will be out in the cold, and demonstrate some Cambridge solidarity with homeless people here and abroad. We also have Dan Ellis, who is sitting at the back of the table, who happens to also be the chair of the Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign. He can tell you about CAMCRAG, ways to get involved, and even more than that, take pledges of actions, big pledges, small pledges, little pledges. You won't be pressured. We don't have all the answers. But if you want to make words live, if you want to start to save the world, then it's not a bad place to start. Thank you.